outside here at Dove Valley, and now we're joined by our social media guru, Scott Ward. And Scott, what were some of the more popular items we had on our social sites this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing we had this week was our Facebook channel and the Wes Welker GoPro. We threw that up yesterday. Actually, threw that up last night, and it had a 2 million reach, which is just an amazing testament to Broncos country, and had about 300,000 interaction. So 300,000 people actually clicking on it, commenting on it, sharing it, that sort of thing. So it was just amazing numbers. And then a little bit earlier in the week, obviously something that everybody is always looking forward to is the depth chart. And when we released the depth chart, we put that out across all of our platforms, and that just did really, really well. Everyone's excited. That's kind of the first sign that football is back.
And on Instagram, some of the players like to have fun. There was something funny from Danny Trevathan yesterday, huh?
Sure. He posted a movie poster, a kind of a fake movie poster for the Lion backers. It featured him and Von Miller and Nate Irving, and just kind of said, coming soon, and get ready. So it was, and I think, you know, one of the funniest things, it had a PG-13 rating. So I think that's something that maybe a little bit of an indication of what's to come this year from the linebacking core.
Definitely. And then, you know, of course, a lot of the players are on Twitter, and Twitter's a great way to get some kind of responses to some news. We had that happen this week too, right?
Sure. It was actually, it was some unfortunate news with Monte Ball's appendicitis. But, you know, one of the great tools of Twitter is that it bridges that gap between players and fans and that sort of thing. And he actually tweeted out a thanks for all the get well wishes, and it just did really well. Lots of our fans really interacted with that, and again, I mean, it just kind of gives fans a go-between to match up with the players, and that was one that did really well this week.
And lastly, we got the game coming up on Thursday. What can fans kind of expect from our social sites?
Well, I think, you know, the main thing we want our social sites to be is a supplementary content to the great product on the field, of course. And that's what we'll want our social sites to be tomorrow. So we'll have pregame and postgame stuff on Instagram and Facebook. But on Twitter, we really want that to be a second screen experience. So even if you're in the stadium, or if you're at home watching, or if you're listening on the radio, you know, we want to be able to interact with you, and we want to be the source for everything Denver Broncos. So we'll have a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, fan interaction, stadium info, everything you need to enjoy the game and hopefully bring home a win against the Seahawks.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Make sure you check that out as the Broncos kick off the preseason against Seattle Thursday night.